Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 292. In this episode, I'll discuss Wernicke's encephalopathy or Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome. Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome is actually a combination of two different syndromes, both the result of severe thiamine deficiency. Wernicke's encephalopathy is an acute disorder that has significant mortality and neurologic morbidity associated with it. Korsakoff syndrome is the chronic neurologic disorder that arises if a patient with Wernicke's encephalopathy is not treated adequately. According to a review, over 75% of patients with Wernicke's also abuse alcohol. Other disorders associated with prolonged malnutrition account for the majority of the non-alcoholic patients with Wernicke's. There's no objective test for Wernicke's. It's a clinical diagnosis. The predominant clinical symptoms of Wernicke's encephalopathy are encephalopathy, as shown by disorientation and decreased level of consciousness, and gait ataxia. Nystagmus is also traditionally considered a common finding, but in a review article, it occurred in a minority of the cases. The Kane criteria can be used to assist in the diagnosis of Wernicke's. Patients with at least two of the following four criteria are considered to have Wernicke's encephalopathy according to the Kane criteria. Number one, a dietary deficiency of thiamine. Number two, oculomotor abnormalities such as nystagmus. Number three, cerebellar dysfunction. And number four, either altered mental status or mild memory impairment. Quickly giving large doses of IV thiamine is the recommended treatment for Wernicke's encephalopathy. A regimen recommended by the UK Royal College of Physicians is 500 milligrams of thiamine IV minibag over 30 minutes, three times daily for 2 days, then 250 milligrams, either IV minibag or IM, once daily for 5 days. Administration of glucose without thiamine can precipitate or worsen Wernicke's encephalopathy. This is because thiamine use requirements depend on the metabolic rate, and the greatest need for thiamine is during periods of high glucose intake. Therefore, giving glucose before thiamine only exacerbates the thiamine deficiency. Unfortunately, there are no high-quality studies that have evaluated and elucidated the appropriate dose of thiamine to treat Wernicke's encephalopathy. Oral thiamine absorption is saturable, and only a few milligrams can be absorbed at any one time, not enough to treat Wernicke's. The large 500 milligram thiamine dose recommended by UK Royal College of Physicians is only because of a few case reports that suggest lower doses of thiamine may not be sufficient to prevent permanent neurological damage. Because of the generally safe nature of thiamine, most recommendations are to have a very low threshold for giving large doses of thiamine to potential Wernicke's patients. For example, any patient with potentially prolonged malnutrition, whether or not from alcohol use, with altered mental status, gait ataxia, or nystagmus, or other eye movement disorder, is typically considered a candidate for IV thiamine therapy. Prevention of Wernicke's encephalopathy revolves around two principles. One, don't give glucose to patients at risk of Wernicke's encephalopathy without also giving thiamine, either at the same time or before glucose. And number two, give IV thiamine to any patient at risk for Wernicke's, even if they do not have any symptoms of Wernicke's encephalopathy. The preventative dose of IV thiamine has not been subjected to prospective study. Most recommendations are to give 100 to 250 milligrams of IV thiamine daily as a preventative measure. Although IV thiamine is considered safe, even in large doses, for treating or preventing Wernicke's encephalopathy, there are a handful of case reports of allergy, anaphylaxis, and sudden death temporally associated with thiamine administration going as far back as 1946. For this reason, I think it's appropriate to only give thiamine to those truly at risk of Wernicke's and to reserve the highest doses, such as 500 milligrams every 8 hours, for patients with signs of Wernicke's encephalopathy. My Hospital Pharmacy Academy will help you take your clinical pharmacy skills to the next level. Whether you're an experienced hospital pharmacist that wants to keep current and relevant in a competitive job market, or are looking to gain confidence and knowledge in hospital pharmacy practice. To learn more and get a video tour of inside the Hospital Pharmacy Academy, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.